The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Elsa Hernandez, last name H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, first name E-L-S-A. This is a trabenolexi stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, E-S-T, space Hernandez, space E. Trabenolexi stress test, date of examination 2-7-22, referring physician Irina Zhukova. Z-H-U-K-O-V-A is the last name. Irina is I-R-I-N-A, and she's a D-O. Irina Zhukova, D-O. Referring physician, Sharon Hermes, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication, 57-year-old female with history of complaint of palpitations. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Consider septal AMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure 123 over 78. Baseline heart rate 75 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent a trabenolexi stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 149, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 148 over 90 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22052, period, new paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discovered during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and complaint of sciatica. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 8 METs. The patient had baseline borderline correction. The patient had baseline pre-hypertension with an initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, but a subsequent plateau with successive levels of stress. The patient had borderline diastolic hypertension The patient had baseline prehypertension with initial increase in systolic blood pressure with stress, but then a plateau with subsequent levels, The patient had borderline diastolic hypertension throughout stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 112 over 80 and heart rate of 76 at the end of the recovery period. There were no VPCs noted during stress and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, it was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression leads 2-3 in AVF, which do not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion trabenolexi stress test to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 METs. 4. The patient had baseline prehypertension with an initial increase in systolic blood pressure in early stress, but a plateau in systolic blood pressure throughout stress, and borderline diastolic hypertension noted throughout the test, throughout stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the car referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.